Yitzben, he pays only Chotzinezek, but it's unlike the Chotzinezek of Keren. Chotzinezek of Keren is Knas and it's Migufe. Here, it's Momein and Malio, but instead of paying the Tzaloch on Mish Mesina. So the question is this. Without Aloch on Mish Mesina, what would be the Aloch? What would he pay? He would be Potali Gamre, or he would pay Nezek Shalom. So that's Muchach from the Gemara in the second Perek. That we, if there hadn't been Aloch on Mish Mesina, then Keich is Kigufe. So you'd have to pay Nezek Shalom. But the Aloch on Mish Mesina is Migara Dechir. But so Sumchas is chelik and Aloch on Mish Mesinai. So according to Sumchas in Ochname, so Tzvures pays in Ezek Shalem. But without, so the effect of the Aloch on Mish Mesinai is to be Migara Dechiv, not to be Mesif on Dechiv. Because without the special Zeus HaKos of the Aloch on Mish Mesinai, so then you would be Chayit Nezek Shalem, because so there is a aloche of tzures aloche from Sinai that chotzi nezek. One second, please. Chotzi nezek tzures pays on chotzi nezek. That tzures pays on chotzi nezek. Now, and that is he told the director. The question is there aloche of tzures by shenols? The Gemara mentions. Told the regal tzvores. So, but tzvores, Behemi walks there a chilucho and steps upon chips, and that it then it falls upon a behemi and it hurts the behemi. So that tzvores. How about Shen? Is there a locher of tzvores by Shen too? So there is a seems to be machlekes by Shen. And then. Yes.
When he kicks the chips or he steps on the chips? He
steps and then he...
And they fly out.
Fly out. So Rashi mentions two pshatim, and in Shinuch Beses you'll see, but it's the two pshatim, the two shenis and Rashi, is in the Gemara Daf Yutches, on the base in the Rashi. The Gemara says here, suppose a behemoth stands on an iso and is matal glolim on the iso, and of course it damages the iso. So the halacha is now look at the Gemara 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. The ninth line from the end of the Amid. The Gemara has an abaye, whether yesh hadoye litzchures or ein hadoye litzchures. There is a process of hadoye by Karen. In other words, if Yesheya goes the first time, second time, third time, pays the owner, pays chotzinezek. The fourth time, he pays the funezek. How about the behemek, who is matul tzchures, mazik, first time, second time, for tzchures? She steps on chips and throws them and is mazik. So the fourth time, does the owner pay Nezek Sholem or not? Maybe the whole aloch vadoye is peculiar to Karen, where it's mishune. So then vadoye becomes Nezek Sholem. But by tzures, where it's uruch, except there is exerus hakosuf, pays Chotzen Ezek the first time, so the 100th time he also pays Chotzen Ezek. That's the Abaye. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Behemo Sheitilo Glowim Leiso, Rav Yudeina Mishalem Ezek Sholem, Rav Lezarim Chotzen Ezek. My love, Ginova Tlotis in the Overhokum Nifligi, Mal Sava, Rav Yude holds Yeshadoyim. So if she did it three times, then the fourth time, peace in the Shalem, Umal Sava, Rav Lezer holds in Adoyim, Umal Sava in Adoyim, Loi, Bichatsum Zinni. Uvi Plupti Sumchas Rabbonim Kamifli. In other words, Rav Yude Paskins like Sumchas. Sumcha says Suras Bezmer Shalem and Rav Lezer Paskins like Rabba. For Mishunil, it's not the derech of a behemoth to be a matel glowing in an Isa. A behemoth, the normal way for a behemoth is to be matel glowing on the karka and not in an Isa. Didochek le'al. So, Rashi says, the tenth line from the end of the Amid. Di dochek le'alme she'imedes b'mokim tzah. If she stands in a very narrow place and she has to step on this or she has no other alternative, then it's the normal thing for behemoth to be matter glowing this. She'imedes b'mokim tzah ve'im l'mokim lozes mishom. So Rashi says in the first lesson, uf shalei le'anosa askina. That means when the behemoth does not derive pleasure from me being mottled the glory. In other words, if the behemoth is constipated and then it's mottled glory, so it's a relief for her. So it's an oil as acre, so then it shall. But if the behemoth has diarrhea, so then she doesn't enjoy, on the contrary, she doesn't enjoy that horse boiling meat. It's coupled with pain. So then it's not at all the dish. She medes b'mokim tzav v'mokim lozeis mishom uf shaloi la'anos haskinon kigein b'mshal shalas. It has diarrhea. Dila and also if the behemoth is constipated and then it involves anoia. It's a relief for the behemoth when it's matter blowing. Dila and also till the dish. He says, I'm not so sick. So what if it's told this shame? So what? So then they couldn't be hot in Ezek. So then they would clean Ezek Shalom. Why? Because even by Regal, if there hadn't been exerts, of course, of Halacha, Mishmi Sinai, the tzuris pays on hot in Ezek. We would pay in Ezek Shalom for Raya Sumchas. Israeli can the Halacha, Mishmi Sinai, so he holds Mishal in Ezek Shalom. So me, so only because the Gzeras HaKos of the Halacha Shmi Sinai is Migara de Chiyuv, but that Gzeras HaKos of the Migara Chiyuv is peculiar to Regal, not to Shen. So Mele Tzuras of Shen, very simple, if Matel is glowing when she's constipated, so it's Shen, then he pays in Ezek Shalom because the Gzeras HaKos of Tzures is confined to Regal, not to Shem. So when she steps on chips, then there is no element of Anoye. So then it couldn't be told to the Shem. So maybe there is the Rosakosuf of Chotzen the Tzures. But when she's battled Lolim, she's constipated. So then, Ichen. And the Rosakosuf, she enjoys it, so Ichen. So Mele, there is no Gzeres HaKosuf of Chotzen Ezek, so pays no Shalom. Then Rashi, one second. Then Rashi says, V'nira Be'inai, Rashi is relevant. The whole glowing la'anoso till the Hashem. The whole glowing la'anoso hu, v'afil hocha laf tol the Hashem nino. The Hashem ezeike di gufe hu, v'hanet zchures nino. So Rashi shiti is, enoch nami, Rashi agrees, that's muchach from the Gemara, that the Gzeres HaKosuf l'alocha l'shmi Sinai is migara from the Chiyuv. But there is a Gzeres HaKosuf, the Tzchures pays Chotzen Ezek, and the Gzeres HaKosuf is Tzchures, whether of Keichei of Shen or Keichei of Regal, is it all the Regal. In other words, this distinction between the Chilucho and Yeshanoel Azeiko, that's only in the Hezek that is done with the Guf. But if the Hezek is done with the Keach, then even if it's Yeshanoel Azeiko, it's not Itold of Shen, it's Itold of Rai. If it's Itold of Rai, it pays only Chosin Hezek. So we have the two sheets. Yes, you wanted to ask something. I'm sorry. Okay.
So according to the second Lashon Rashi, what would it be then? You would pay... according to the second Lashon Rashi, you would pay...
In other words, according to second Lashon of Rashi, which is Rashi's own shita,
yeah.
So the distinction between Shen and Regal is only when it's done be Gufe. But it's done be Keiche, there is no distinction between Shen and Regal. So merely it's always told the Regal. Except if the tzuras is done in a mishunidic way, then it couldn't be told the regal, because regal has to be ur. But if it's done in a natural way, even if it's done by the anuel azeike, it's not it told the shen, it's it told the regal. When do we distinguish between shen and regal, even though both is natural? That's when the hezek is done with the guf. Not if the hezek is done with the care.
And according to the first lashon, so if there would be hana, it'd be chayv mitzad shen, and it'd
be a chayv mitzad shalom. Matel's goes when she's constipated.
But what would be midin tzrares? It would be regular.
It would be regular shen, because kirei ki gufe. When do we daven minche? 5 minutes. Okay. No.